And joining us for XS Sport this morning, it is good morning to a very happy coach of the Queenstown Crows Footy Club, that is for sure. Go Crows. Good morning, Toby Lutwich. How you going, mate?
G'day, Skirvo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Obviously, not quite so good news for the reserves, but we've just got to concentrate on how dominant the seniors were on Saturday. They were fantastic.
Yeah, look, I suppose it was a big day for the footy club on Saturday. Obviously, we got up there first and we were in the first game for the reserves playing Somerset. They were obviously top of the ladder all year. Mm-hmm. Our boys have done a great job, Lyndon and Belge, to get them into second. And they nearly absolutely stole it from them.
Yeah.
They really, at half time, they were probably three or four goals down, and the boys just really sort of had to dig in that third quarter and stay close because they had probably the scoring end in the last quarter. And you'd probably give them two more minutes, Skirvo.
We're
probably nearly in two grand finals because they got really, really close. But I suppose the great thing about their season is they finished second and they've earned a double chance. And they get a big chance in the prelim this week against South Burnie.
Yep.
And us as a club are all behind them, and we know that they'll have lots of supporters up there this Saturday to try and get the Tews boys into a grand final.
Absolutely.
But I suppose, in regards to the seniors, look, I'm happy. I said to you a couple of weeks ago, our next goal was to make a grand final, and we ticked that box and we're there. And that's what I said to the boys after the game. But look, we've got one final goal, and that's now to win a grand final.
Exactly.
We're giving ourselves the best chance by getting there and having a week off. I think there's a few boys, they said at training on Tuesday, they're a bit sore just because obviously we had a week off and playing at Wivenhoe on a harder ground.
Yep.
And it was quite a physical game. I think our tackling pressure was fantastic. I think we really, really came out with a strong mindset to shut their receivers down as soon as we can and turn the ball over. And even though maybe the scoreboard didn't reflect early, the dominance that I felt that we had, I did say to the boys at quarter time, we had a lot of ball down this end, boys, and it's not going to change in this second quarter, and then that's when we started to hit the scoreboard a bit more.
Mm.
And obviously we had a really good win, and I felt like we had 20 really good contributors, which was a pleasing aspect as well.
Yeah, and I think also having a good forward line and so on, reliable people to kick goals, that goes a long way.
Yeah, look, I suppose one of our big strengths is our forward line. Look, having Josh come back halfway through the year, he's obviously he's one of the best players to ever play for the football club. He's won six BNFs. Like, you don't have them blokes just walking to your football club halfway through the year to bolster you. So having him back, he presented well all day, I thought. He dropped a couple of marks, and he marked one that wasn't given, and he still kicked a couple of goals. Like, I just think his game was really good. He just was tried all day. I thought Mark Marriott's game was really underrated. I thought he competed all day. He presented really well. And they had to play a really good backman on him because as soon as you don't put someone good on Mazda, that's when he can absolutely slaughter you. And I thought Dilga was fantastic as well. He kicked four. He's such a big body across centre-half forward. He covered a lot of turf. He was one of the top three players on the ground. But look, I thought our back five as well, if you go to the other end of the ground, I thought our back five or six with Sammy Shea coming off the bench, I think those back five, they were unreal. I think they really locked down on their opponents. They switched the ball, they moved the ball, they ran. They were great. But I suppose you've got, I gave the midfield a pat on the back. Our midfield is probably our biggest strength. We've got some really A-grade players in there, Darcy and Sam and Matt and Zach and all the other blokes that go through there, Nank. And they were fantastic on Saturday. But look, I suppose the big thing that I've really stressed to the boys on Saturday, and then obviously talking to a lot of them on Sunday and even on Tuesday night at training, is it goes up a cog in 2 weeks' time. A grand final is a different game. We've put ourselves in the best chance to win it, but we've got to rock up in 2 weeks' time with that same mindset, or you can get left behind. So we just got to rock up with that same mindset and give ourselves a good shout.
Absolutely. Now, there's somebody that you've actually neglected to mention that has had a pretty good contribution this year, and that's yourself. I mean, you nearly won the highest goal kicker in the league for this year. And I guess having guys like Dilger out gives you the opportunity to step up and kick a few goals.
Oh, look, I suppose, Skirvo, I've enjoyed my year, mate. I've always gone on to the boys about you just got to play your role, and I know my role there sort of on a half-forward flank. And
yep.
I think me, Flea, Mazda and Dilgs have really, when we're all playing, I think we really slot in and work well together. And I think that was one of our strengths on Saturday.
Mm.
We don't rely on one person to come out and kick. We don't. One person doesn't have to kick 10 goals for us to win the game. Sure, one of us sometimes does, and sometimes some of us all kick 5 and stuff like that, and that's great. But we work really well together as a unit. And as I said, if Mazda is just presenting really, really well, the opportunities will come to him. If Lee keeps presenting, he'll get his opportunity. So will Dilger, so will I. But I think a real strength of this as well is our midfield can kick goals. Like, I think Sam Newson was electric in the forward line on the weekend. In the last quarter, he was untouchable. Every time he got it, he was nearly having a shot. I think he kicked 1-4. So it just shows you that some of our midfielders can also go forward and kick goals. So we've probably got some real strong points all across the ground. It's now just putting it all together on grand final day, Skur.
Yep. Well, obviously, as you said, we got the week off. Are you doing anything a little bit different at training? Are you training a little bit harder for the week, or are you just doing the normal stuff?
We'll have a tough week on the track, Skur. We train Tuesday. We'll train tonight, Thursday, and there'll be tough sessions. I mean, we're not playing a game this week, so we really need to make sure we get to training, and a lot of the boys are, which is great, and we're getting a decent session in, and then we're also going to train Sunday morning as well, just as a grand in, because we need that extra session.
Mm.
And that's just more of a walkthrough, go through some structure type stuff, get the group together. Look, we've made a grand final. We're not going to sit here and say, let's keep everything the same. It's just another normal game, because it's not, Skurbo. It's a big game.
Yep.
And you've got to embrace the fact that you're playing in a big game, and there's a lot of people coming to watch. There's a lot of people talking about this game, which is great as well. So we really want to embrace that and enjoy the experience, because you don't play in these games every year. It's been a couple of years since 2018 since we've been in this position. And that's what I said to the boys. Mm. Like I said to young Sammy Shea, he's 19-year-old, he's going to play in his first senior grand final. He's got to soak it all in and enjoy it. Whereas you look at Drakey, who's 30-something, and he's playing in probably his fourth or fifth grand final for the club, but he's only ever won one. So we just really want to make sure that we embrace everything that it's about. But our group's really, really good. We're all pretty tight-knit group, which is great, and we'll obviously get together next week and really enjoy grand final week and just build ourselves
absolutely
up for that day and hit the ground running.
You want as many supporters as you can. Obviously, you know, it's a long drive, I guess, to the northwest coast. Is there a bus? I heard that there may be a bus that you'll be looking into using.
Yeah, look, we love the support we get from everyone down here in Queenstown and the west coast community, and we're just sort of... People will go onto our club Facebook page. They'll see that we're just trying to gauge interest for a bus, and that's looking really positive at the moment. So there'll be some more information coming out in the next week about that. Obviously, we just want to see. Hopefully, we've got two teams playing and the reserves are playing as well. And then, there'll be a supporters bus, and that's just a small fee. That'll go up and back. We really appreciate all the support that we get from all of our supporters and our sponsors, and... we just want to make sure we make them proud.
For sure. Oh, look, it's exciting times for the club, exciting times for Queenstown, and exciting times for the West Coast. We get our fingers crossed for you, Toby, and the boys, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us today.
Cheers, Skurbo. Thanks for having me.
No worries. There we go. Toby Lutwich, the coach of the Queenstown Crows Footy Club, nearly making it to a premiership. They've just got the grand final to go. So get out and make sure next week you get along to the Wivenhoe Showgrounds and support the team in their grand final to get them over the line. That's it for XS Sport this morning here on the West Coast Feel Good Station.